We're here at the Bayer Advocacy Forum talking with Adrian Percy. He's Global Head of Research and Development for the Crop Science Department at Bayer. Adrian, tell me, what you talked about yesterday, you've kind of suggested that with all the technological advancements and scientific things going on right now, we're really kind of in an industrial revolution once again here. Explain that.
Well, yeah, we firmly believe we're in a golden age of science and technology right now. There are so many things that are happening. There are so many areas that are advancing together. You know, so we were talking about, you know, just things that we're seeing, you know, self-driving tractors, advances in biotechnology, robotics, drones, material science advances, artificial intelligence. I mean, there is a lot of things that are happening right now, and this is going to be transformational, I think, for all of our lives in many areas. But also for agriculture. And I think people can see, you know, this new technology arriving in agriculture right now. And, you know, we feel that this is really important because, you know, we have an incredible mission of feeding, you know, 10 billion people on this planet by 2050 in a sustainable manner. And we're going to need that technology to help us do that.
Yeah. And so it's really changing the way that we work and live and everything. How is the role of the farmer with all of these things going on? Plus, you know, you got the consumers over here worried about how the food's being produced and everything else. And like you said, remaining sustainable. How is the role of the farmer changing today?
Well, I think, you know, farmers have always evolved. They've always developed. They've, you know, by and large, you know, accepted and adapted to new technologies. And that's going to continue, perhaps at an even more exponential rate than we've seen in the past. But I think, you know, what we've been talking about here at this advocacy forum is the importance also of advocating for what we do, advocating for agriculture, telling the consumers who are by and large very removed from agricultural practices today, you know, what agriculture is really about, explaining what modern agricultural practices are and reassuring them that actually we're really producing safe and abundant food for them.
Yeah. So what is Bayer doing to help collaborate, I guess, with farmers in achieving all of this?
Yeah, so we have forums like this, and this is really important. It provides a platform for both us in the ag industry, but also for growers, you know, to stand up and explain what they do. And, you know, from this type of forum, there's going to be a lot of press, we hope. There's going to be a lot of media coverage that's going to help tell that story. Because I think one thing we see today is that story of what happens in rural America, what's happening in agriculture, doesn't get out to the big cities always. And that's to the detriment of agriculture, we believe.
What about specifically from the department that you head up? How are you all, directly with the work you're doing, affecting farmers and what they do?
Well, first of all, we listen to farmers. It's really important that what we do is we try to tap into what are their unmet needs. How can we develop products that really help them and make a difference in their operations? So we spend a lot of effort listening. Not just here in America, actually, but also around the world. And we often hear a lot of the similar types of things from farmers across the globe. And then we're trying to develop products for them that help them in their operations. But we're also looking ahead to thinking about how are these technologies going to be accepted by consumers? You know, we can't develop products and ignore that they need to be socially accepted. Otherwise, all this work we're doing is really for nothing. And so that's a really big part of what we do.
And a lot of people in the industry would say what we're doing as agriculturalists has always been sustainable. It's just a matter of kind of what our moderator, Frank Sesno, has said. It's about how we tell the story. And would you agree with that? Would you agree that we've always been a sustainable industry? It's just a matter of sharing what we're doing.
I mean, for farming to be successful, for any operation to be successful, it has to be sustainable. I mean, you know, we talk to fifth, sixth generation farmers. We know that, you know, that is a key part of what they do. But you're right. You know, we're in a situation now where only 2% of the U.S. population are directly involved in food production. That means 98% have become more and more divorced from it. And we have to keep those people in the conversation. We have to have them, understand, you know, what we do. And that it is sustainable and that farmers are very responsible. They are guardians of the land. That's really important.
And, you know, with the agricultural sector's economy just kind of going down, down, down is kind of what we've heard. But, you know, there still remains to be a lot of innovation that's happening. You know that with the department you lead. And that seems like a promising indicator for an industry with a bright future. And like you said, there's 98% of the world's population, or at least in America, focused on 2% of people's production. Mm-hmm. So that's a pretty weighty burden to bear, I guess, for folks involved in agriculture. But what's your thoughts? Are you optimistic about the future of agriculture as an industry that can survive?
Well, I mean, first of all, we do understand there's some economic hardships out there, you know, in the U.S., but also with farmers across the world. And that's a real concern. I mean, what we are trying to do, obviously, is provide products to growers that provide them with value, first of all. And it may be by, you know, helping them with efficiency issues. It may be by increasing their productivity. It may be by helping to protect their harvest against, you know, various stresses in the environment. But yes, we also see a bright future for agriculture. There is an absolute need for what we do. We can't get away from that. All of us depend on our food system. And so, you know, longer term, we see, you know, we see hope and a good future.